Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Jesus can do what no other power can do. Holy Ghost power can do. No other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you know that God specializes in things that seem impossible? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I remember when my mother was in the hospital and it was time that she almost didn't make it. But God, he saw fit to heal her and to bring her out. And to God be the glory. God specializes in things that seem impossible. When all else fails, we can look to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, because it is in Jesus Christ that we live, that we move, and we have our being. So don't ever forget that there's nothing too hard for God. God specializes in things that seem impossible. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord and good afternoon and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day we've been kept by the blood of the Lamb. Saturday, June 11th. We haven't seen this day, 2022, but we didn't see it before today, but we are allowed to be in the land of the living just one more time. So this day is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad. Amen? Amen. And today we're talking about the goodness and the grace of God and how Jesus can specialize in things that seem impossible. Jesus has tailor-made blessings for us. He has blessings with our name on it, and he can do anything but fail. Our focus scripture is coming from Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And the 18th verse, Isaiah 43. I love the book of Isaiah, the prophet. It just speaks to my soul, and it's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. The Bible has 66 books, and the book of Isaiah has 66, and it is just a blessing to me. I love the Bible, but I especially have a fondness for the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 43 and 18 reads, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Ye shall know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, for being a way out of no way and just a very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, Father God, for being able to be that very present, Father, source. When we're in a wilderness, that you can be that river and that just a well of living water springing up in our lives. That you will help us, Father, to overcome and to do what no other can do, because we are more than victors through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. So, Father God, as we hear from heaven on today, bless us, Father, to hear from heaven, to look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, to know that you have everything, Father, in your hands. You're in control, and that you specialize in things that seem impossible. So increase our faith, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and help our unbelief in Jesus' name. Amen. I am the Lord. Jesus says, I am the Lord. Jesus has let us know that in the beginning was the Word of God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And God is the Word, amen. And the Bible tells us that the Word was with God, and it dwelt among us. Jesus came into this life in the form of flesh, and he experienced the earth, and then he completed his journey here on earth, and then he died, and he was bruised for us, and then he ascended into heaven and is now seated at the right hand of God. Well, Jesus is saying to us today, I am the Lord. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. This is why that man can I can preach and say, God specializes because Jesus has ordained all the powers that be. There is nothing under the sun that's new to man or even new to God. God knows the beginning from the end, amen, because he is God, and beside him there is no other. So he is telling us today, I am the Lord. I specialize. I can do what no other power can do. And I want to look at the 55th chapter of Isaiah. We're going to look in Isaiah today, the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. Isaiah 55 reads, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So what is Jesus telling us? He wants us to allow him to be God. We can't understand the things that God has for us, because Jesus says, I will do exceeding and abundantly above all that you can think or ask. Because see, he just told us in his word, he said, my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. And Jesus tells us also in his word, he says, I know the plans, hallelujah, that I have for you. They are good and not of evil. Amen. Who is God? He says, I am the Lord, strong and mighty. Amen. Hallelujah. So there are things in life that we encounter, struggles and trials and tests. But God, he specializes in things that seem impossible. All we have to do is lay it at Jesus' feet, and God, Jesus, he'll work it out, amen, if we let him. He says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the water, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Amen. So Jesus is, what is he telling us? He said, I'm not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He said his word, he sends us his word. He is the word. Remember we said earlier, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and it became flesh and dwelt among us. And Jesus is telling us here. He says, but not only, he says, my word will not, shall not return unto me void. This is Isaiah 55 and 11. He says, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Amen. And it shall thing where to I sent it. So when God gives us a word, he gives us the man or woman of God to give us a word, or people to speak to us, a minister to us in our spirit, God is sending that word directly to us. He says that it shall accomplish that which I please. He has a purpose for that word, and he says not only shall he have that purpose, that it's going to accomplish that which he pleases, but it's going to prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said it's going to prosper in the thing whereto he said he sent it. So if he says, today I am the Lord thy God, he says, I specialize. He says, there's no other power. He says, there's no other God beside me. He says, I am the Lord, strong and mighty. There is nothing too hard for God. If God said it, and so we just have to know that he said what? His ways are what higher than our ways, and his thoughts than our thoughts. So we're not as smart as God. We can't figure God out, what God is doing, because he is higher. He is high and what? Lifted up. He's sitting at the right hand of God right now, looking down, and earth is his footstool. We're here on earth, but earth is his footstool. And he's seated right now at the right hand of God. So our arms are too short to box with God, and our minds are not. Jesus wants us to, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, to have that, put on the new man, amen? That new man, that new mind, have that mind of Christ. Because what did he tell us in the scripture, the focus verse we said? Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He says, I'll do a new thing, and it shall spring forth, and you shall know it. And he says, I'll make a way in the wilderness. See, and rivers in the desert. So if you are in a barren land right now or a wilderness, and you're going through, God said he specializes in things that seem impossible. So we don't have to fret or worry. Jesus even tells us in his word, fret not thyself of evildoers. You've been around evildoers, people committing sin, and they're evil and they're wicked. He said, fret not thyself over evildoers. He said, what? They shall soon be cut off and wither like the grass. God is in control. He specializes in things that seem impossible. He says, I am the creator of the heavens and the earth and the universe. He says, I am who was, who is, and who is to come. The great I am. Jesus tells us in his word, he says, his name is I am. So if we put Omega after I am, he says, I am Omega, the beginning, hallelujah, and the end. I am Lord. I am your Savior. I am your deliverer. I am your rock in a weary land. I am your fortress. I am your shield, and I am your buckler. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am the Lord, thy God, that brought thee out of the land of Egypt. See, when we were in sin, we were formed and conceived, and we were born in iniquity, amen, in sin. You know, our mother had conceived us. Jesus Christ says, think it not, consider it strange, the fiery trial that is to try you. Because in this life, you're going to have tribulation. But he said, count it all joy when men revile you and persecute you, for great is your reward in heaven. So we have to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, regardless, come what may. Amen? Amen. He says, I am the Lord. I am God. I am your strength. I am your buckler. And he says that he will fight our battles. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Jesus doesn't want us to worry. He doesn't want us to fret. He doesn't want us to fear. He says, because I am Lord. That means he's our Savior. And he wants us to trust in him and lean not unto our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. He'll order our steps. He said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So Jesus wants us to walk in the light, trusting in him, leaning on him and his, and holding on to his unchanging hand. Jesus, he is a very present help in the time of trouble. He doesn't want us to worry. Worry is sin. Amen? In Isaiah 55, he tells us in the 11th verse, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And Jesus, he came with a new covenant. Amen? A new covenant. And that's why he says, behold, I do a new thing. Because when Jesus came into the world, remember, and dwelt among us, he became flesh. The word was in the beginning, was the word, and the word was with God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus was in the flesh, and he was a living epistle for us, a living example. And he made a covenant with us. And we're not under the law anymore. We're under grace. Jesus said, it's by grace that we are saved, not of any works, lest any man should boast. So it's by God's grace. He says, I am the Lord. So when he came into this world in the flesh and died for us, he paid the ultimate price and made the sacrifice for our sins. And he's telling us today, I'm doing a new thing. He said, with my new covenant, I am the Lord. Have you forgotten who I am? I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He says, I change if not. He said, behold, I make all things new. So when before we were under the law, before Jesus Christ, but now we're under grace. Grace by grace. Amen. You know, grace has brought us this far, and it's going to be grace that's going to lead us on. What is God's grace? God is favor, his favor. And Jesus has given us himself. He's paid the ultimate price and made that sacrifice for us when he died for us on Calvary. So he's telling us today, go back to the altar. Go back to when you first believed, when you had that zealousness for God, when you read your word more often, when you prayed more often, when you fasted more often. He said, come to me. He said, because I am the Lord. He said, that made heaven and earth. He says, I'm the creator of the universe. All things that are in existence are because of Jesus, our creator. And he's saying today, specialize. It's nothing too hard for God, nothing. And that new beginning, just like when he died, that new covenant that he came with, he made an everlasting covenant with us, and he wants us to be committed. We can't divorce God. He wants us to be committed and to be faithful even unto death. Amen. Because if we read in Isaiah, the 54th chapter and the 5th verse, it says, for thy maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. He said, I am Lord. I'm the Lord. I'm God. He says, I'm Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He says, I'm Jehovah Nisi. He's your healer. He is everything you need him to be. So we need to lean not onto our own understanding, but trust in the Lord, because he specializes in things that seem impossible. But he wants us to go back and think of when we first believe and then renew our covenant with him, the new covenant, that everlasting covenant that we made with Jesus Christ. And he wants us to be faithful unto death, but he wants us to go back when we first believe. And remember, he's a jealous God. Jesus doesn't want us whoring around with other gods. Meaning he doesn't want us putting anyone before him, because he is God, and he wants to be first, and he will get the glory. Amen? We don't want to be put in a position where God forces us to pray, forces us to fast, forces us to get on our knees, forces us to read the Bible. Because, you know, when your back is up against the wall, a lot of times we say, oh, get me out, Jesus, because your back is up against the wall. But Jesus wants us to be committed when we're not, our backs are not up against the wall, and to know he's God, and he doesn't need our help. He is God all by himself. He said, I am the Lord. I specialize in things that seem impossible. Because remember, faith. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we got to walk by faith, not by sight. And although the vision tarries, wait for it. It shall surely come. God has shown some of us some things. We're still waiting on it. But God says, though the vision tarry, wait for it. It shall surely come to pass. Because he told us in Isaiah 55, he says, my word will not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish, hallelujah, that which I please. Look at God. Glory to God. And he said, it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for allowing the word to be sent on our behalf, Father, that it may prosper us and that it may bless us, Father, and that it may accomplish what you please in the name of Jesus in our life. We thank you for pruning us and keeping us, Father, in your care and allowing our minds stayed on you. And we know if we keep our minds on you, Christ Jesus, that you will keep our minds in perfect peace. And we thank you, Father, and we bless your holy name. And we ask that you continue to keep us now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Aunt Jean, for tuning in. And we just know that God is still sitting high and looking low. And there's nothing too hard for God. So be encouraged on the day. And we know that this is a day that the Lord has made. We're going to continue to rejoice and be glad. God bless you.